In addition to cutting costs, automakers may soon need to boost fuel economy, at least a little. Up until now, corporate average fuel economy standards have exempted the very vehicles that guzzle the most gas. Now, as NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports, that could change.
I'm sitting in a General Motors Yukon XL. It's an SUV, and it weighs more than 8,500 pounds. Back in the 1970s, when the government started regulating gas mileage, no one imagined a creature like this. In those days, the only vehicles this heavy were commercial, and they were exempt. Even last summer, when the Bush administration proposed slightly tightening gas mileage requirements for vans, pickup trucks, and SUVs, it left the behemoths, the ones above 8,500 pounds, out. Now, though, it's preparing to release its final rule, and it's considering adding those big vehicles to the list.
And this is something which is long overdue.
Roland Wong is Vehicles Policy Director at the Natural Resources Defense Council.
We believe that they're, in fact, obligated to cover such vehicles under our fuel economy laws.
Because, he says, they're being used the same way as all the other passenger cars and light trucks that are covered. Environmentalists like Wong say it's a modest proposal. They do not believe the plan as it stands now would cover pickup trucks.
Pickup trucks make up the vast majority of the vehicles in that category.
Even so, the change could mean more trouble for domestic automakers, especially Ford and General Motors. They dominate the market for the largest vans and SUVs. Over half of the biggest SUVs, including the Yukon XL, the Chevy Suburban, and the Hummer H2, are GM products. No one knows what exactly the new regulations will require or whether the loophole for the biggest vehicles will stay or go. For that reason, the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers and General Motors declined to comment. But things will be clearer soon. The National Highway Safety Administration is supposed to issue the final rule by April 1st. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.